Steve, appreciate the prayer, Brother James, and the reading of the Scriptures, Matt, and welcome to all of you that are here today that are visiting with us. We're delighted to have you. We have several visitors in our audience. We appreciate your being here, and we hope that you'll come back every opportunity that you have. In the book of Hebrews chapter 4, God points us to something so important in life. In other words, we will have times when we really do need help from God. And in the very beginning, I'm going to ask you a few questions. Is it true that you spend more time offering prayers for help from God than any other type of prayer? I know that's the case with me, as much as I do not want really to admit it, but I'm seeking God's help. So thankful that we have a Heavenly Father who's full of mercy and grace, and we can actually go to Him and find the help that we need. We can cry out to Him when we really are in need, and He will help us. Sometimes it seems like He never answers. Or does He really hear? Yes, God is still on His throne, and He's available and is willing to listen to our prayers for help. Ask for help and then be still and know that He is God and that God will act in His time. And that's a tough one for us. Sometimes when we are in the depths of sorrow, how will this ever go away? Sometimes when there's problems that we're having to face, and we wonder, what's the outcome? How are we going to be able to work these things out? We read such refreshing words from God. In Hebrews 4, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. What a fantastic statement. But was in all points tempted like we were, or like we are, and yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And as I looked at those passages this past week, I wanted to learn from those three verses something that I hope that will help you and help me. That we will be able to be assured that when life deals us some tough things, how are we going to respond? How can we keep on going and not give up? Number one, here we find that God tells us we have a high priest. Now, a high priest under the old law could go in to the Holy of Holies just one time a year. Not any other time, just that one time. And then he made sacrifices for his own sins and the sins of the people. And the Hebrew writer now tells us, in the very beginning, we have a high priest. Seeing that we have a great high priest, and our great high priest has passed into the heavens, he's identified. The Bible says he's Jesus, the Son of God. Aren't you glad you're followers of Jesus? Aren't you glad to know that we have a high priest, and that high priest has passed into the heavens? And His name is Jesus, the Son of God. And that this high priest is described. This high priest is described as being a high priest who can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Look at that. The one that has gone and ascended into heaven, the Bible says, can be touched. You can reach it. Yes, He's touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Why? He's never sinned, but He knows what it's like to live in the flesh. He lived in that flesh. In Matthew 1:21, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Jesus was born, and Jesus lived, and Jesus died, and now then he is passed, he's been raised, and now then he's passed into the heavens. And this Jesus that is our high priest can be touched with what really bothers us. The feelings of our infirmities, our weaknesses, because he never sinned. In 1 Peter 2:21, for even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps. Number two, hold on. God's Son who has passed into heavens is our high priest, who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, now then tells us there is something that we need to do. And that is, hold fast. Don't give up your profession or confession as a child of God. You ever gotten to the point where you thought about giving up? There are many people out in the world that have given up. Why? Because they didn't hold fast. They were not steadfast. And here the writer tells us, hold fast our profession. And later on he tells us, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Something that we must do. Never waver. Buckle down. Just remember, God said, I'll be with you. And though it may be dark for you today, that day of darkness will pass. And the light of God's great countenance shall shine. And you and I, though we go through the valleys, though we go through the problems, we're told, let us hold fast our profession. And let us do something. And that is pray. Come boldly, confidently, unto the throne of grace. That means we're going to have to pray a lot. That means we're going to have to pray with confidence. That means we're going to come before the throne of grace. Because the throne of grace can and is available to those who are following the high priest who has passed into the heavens, whose name is Jesus Christ. And here it is, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And that's what we need. Two things, mercy and grace. Luke 18:13. There was a man that was in such a problem. The Bible says that he was a great sinner. And he just smote his breast. And he said to God, God, be merciful to me. And Jesus said this man was the one that was accepted. What did he obtain? He obtained mercy. What about grace? For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And then we jump over to Titus. In Titus 2:11-14. And we find something else about the unmerited favor of God. How that God looks upon us favorably. When we come before Him through His Son, who has passed into heavens, who can now be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. And now we find, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Grace has brought something for us, and that is salvation, to be saved from sin. Teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. We should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, and looking for that blessed hope. Somebody says, where is my hope? How can I make it? Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works, coming before the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and grace to help in time of need. As I was preparing the sermon, it hit me. I need examples. Examples. What kind of examples? Bible examples. I just picked up some. Consider them with me. Gideon was told by God he's going to go out and he's got to work for God. He wanted a sign from the Lord, the fleece. First he wanted the fleece to be wet and all the ground to be dry. And then he said, Lord, let me one more time ask you one more thing. And that is, now then this time, let the ground be dry and only the fleece be wet. And here we find that God answered him. And he received what he wanted. Example. Number two, Hannah could not have a child. She wanted a baby. Where did she go to give her help in time of her need? She went to God. And she vowed a vow and she said, O Lord of hosts, if thou would indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And she did exactly that because she got the help that she needed. She had a child. Solomon, a young man, now is told by God, ask anything you want and I'll give it to you. Give your servant, he says, therefore, an understanding heart and mind to govern your people that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this, your great people? And God gave it to him with a lot of other blessings. He needed wisdom. God gave it to him. Jonah was in the belly of the great fish. Have you ever thought, I thought about that? Just think of the circumstances I've been in. Think of some of the circumstances you've been in. And you've had to go to God and ask God to help you out of those circumstances. And He heard you. Jonah was in the belly of the fish. And he cries to God. I called out to the Lord out of my distress and He answered me. What? He heard me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried and you heard my voice. And he was vomited by the big fish out. What tremendous examples we've got. But the greatest of all is the one of Jesus. In the time of the greatest need that he has, he cries to God and he says, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Have you ever asked God that? God, I'm in such a distress here. I need your help. Please, please, remove this cup from me. But if I have to endure it, nevertheless, your will be done. And God heard him. And guess what? He answered him because it was his will that Jesus should die. I tell you, what's your need this morning? What's my need? Spiritual need? You need to get a little closer to the Lord? Had a fellow where I preached one time and we were having a men's class. And I asked the brethren, we had a bunch of men in that class, and I asked them, I said, are you closer today than you were a year ago to the Lord? Up goes his hand like this. He said, Brother Guy, I'll have to tell you, no. And he said, guess what? I know what my problem is. My problem is not that the Lord has removed His help from me, if only I would ask. My problem is I haven't been putting Him first.
and I really need help. And I'm telling you today, I'm going to do something about my soul. And I'm going to be closer to Him next year, if I live, than I have been this year. Wow. Spiritual problems. James says, if a man has sinned, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death. Can you imagine that? Being able to teach somebody or being able to help a brother who has left the Lord and getting him to turn back to the Lord and seeing him come back to the Lord and just rejoicing the fact that now the lost sheep is back in the fold and you were the one that did everything you could to bring him back. Remember in Luke 9, verse 62, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Jesus said in Matthew 11, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What do I need? I need to be stronger spiritually. What will make me stronger spiritually? Then remember what Paul said in 2 Timothy 1, verse 12. For the which cause I also suffered these things, Paul said. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed. Put it down. Underline it. That's what we need. To help us to be stronger spiritually, to never forget. Forget what? Whom you know, who you believe. And he said, and I am persuaded. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Brethren, sisters, join with me today and let us make up our minds this morning that we're going to hold steadfastly to the word of the Lord. It matters what shall come or pass. We know whom we have believed, and we are truly persuaded that He is able to keep us and keep that which we committed unto Him that great day. Remember what James said? Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Ever had financial problems? Ever had a problem where it seems that you just can't get them ends to meet? That you've got a financial problem, such a tremendous thing? Maybe you've borrowed so much money that you're so far in debt you just can't see how you're going to ever get out of it. And you need to remember in Proverbs 22, verse 7, the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Wisdom from God. And you need to remember the promise that God makes to us in Psalms 37, verse 25. That's through David. Where David said, I have been young and now I am old. What have you observed, David? I was young, now I am older. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Who's going to provide for us? God. Where is our trust in Him? Why? Because we know whom we have believed. Work-related problems, I'll tell you one thing. I have seen brethren who've lost their job. They didn't know what they're going to be able to do. How would they get another job? Some of them have difficulty. I've seen people who will not work, whose families have to suffer because they will not work. They have a problem. And Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 10, for even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. Yes. That's a big problem, to lose your job. I had an uncle one time that had worked for a company in Cleveland, Ohio. He'd worked years and years. He was anticipating his retirement,
and getting a pension from his company. And when he turned 59 years of age, they fired him. Laid him off, or whatever it was. He didn't get anything. And bless his heart, at that age in Cleveland, back in the 50s and 60s, he went to and there's nothing wrong with working in a grocery store, but I remember going into the grocery store, seeing with an apron on, where he was working back there in the vegetables and all. And he'd been, had a tremendous job with the company that he thought was reliable. He suffered it. But one thing about it, he was cheerful. He was willing to work and do whatever he could. You see, God can provide and will. Family problems. Children giving you heartaches. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Oh, we ought to preach it all the time. Tell our kids, this is what God says. Children can break your heart. And children can really be a blessing in a time of need for your help to teach them. Spouse problems, where a wife does not love her husband or her husband doesn't love his wife. A need is there. Take a need to God. Talk to one another. Try to work the problem out. God has the answer. And then the old age problem. Having a mother or father that's old and seemingly sometimes so demanding of some of the young. How many people are in need now? Strength from God to help them through it all and to teach our young people and middle-aged people and all that we have a responsibility. In 1 Timothy 5, verse 4, but if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. But if any provide for not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he's denied the faith. And he's worse than, how can you be that? And yet God said it. He is worse than an infidel. If any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them, and let not the church be charged that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. Problems. What do we need? We need the help of God. We need God's strength. And no wonder the Hebrew writer tells us. Education, teaching your children. Jesus, the Bible tells us in Luke 2, verse 52, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. I've got a 9-year-old grandson. The other grandchildren are pretty well up now. And boy, I'm telling you what, it's something else to teach him. Parents teaching their children. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he'll not depart from it. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Are we doing that? Are you doing it with your children? And the Bible tells us about Abraham, where the Bible says in Genesis 18, verse 19, he said, God said, I know him. I know that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. God said, I know him because he depends on me. And that's what I've got to do. That's what you've got to do. Depend upon God. Where can I go but to the Lord? In John 6, number of people that ceased following Jesus, and he turned and he asked his disciples, will you also go away? And Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and we are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Yes, only to the Lord. We sing that beautiful song, I need thee every hour. Let us indeed. And I was thinking about this. In the Old Testament, the high priest could only go in once a year into the Holy of Holies. But you and I, as a priest of God, can come before our high priest, who is now seated at the right hand of God. And we can come boldly under the throne of grace,
that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help any hour of the day or night, because our high priest is now at the right hand of God. Someone wrote, "Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it's in dying that we're born to eternal life." Such true words. Lord, help me. Give me help in time of need. Seeing then that we have such a great high priest, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of His grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God of all grace, You've given me a Savior, producing me a faith to live by Him, to make Him all my desire, all my hope, and all my glory. May I enter Him as my refuge, build on Him as my foundation, walk in Him as my way, follow Him as my guide, conform to Him as my example, receive instructions as my prophet, rely on His intercession as my high priest, and obey Him as my king. May Your dear Son preserve me from this present evil world, so that it is approval never tempt, nor is its disapproval terrified, nor its vices defile, nor its arrows delude me. May I feel that I am a stranger and a pilgrim on earth, declaring plainly that I seek a country, my title to it becoming daily more clear, my desire for it more perfect, my expectations of it more abundant. And whatsoever I do, may it be done in the Savior's name. Help for my infirmities, for yours, and here is our hope. Our high priest, His name is Jesus. Jesus Christ. He was here and He left. He went to the heavens and now He's sitting at the right hand of God, making intercession for the children of God. Yes, the answer is let us come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may find grace to help in time of our needs. Never turning away, but believing to the very last breath in the Son of God, who is our Savior and our Lord. If you're not in Him today, won't you obey His gospel? Believe in Him, repent of your sins, confess His name, and be buried with Him in baptism, rising up to walk the new life, rising up now as being able to go before the great God and our high priest who's making intercession for us. Are you a Christian? And you haven't lived faithfully? And you're sorry for it? Ask God to forgive you and let us pray with you and for you. Yes, here is the answer. The answer is Jesus Christ. But we must obey Him because we truly love Him and we believe in Him. Give me your hand, but guard your heart this morning. We can assist you in any way. Won't you come while together?